Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning to all. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Kim Williams of the Love Truth Show. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm also Kim Williams of the Love Truth Ministry.com. You can go to www.lovetruthministry.com. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this wonderful blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show and waking up to go into prayer with me for our children, our nation, and more. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform. And I also like to say thanks for Google for its browser to do the things I desire to do for this broadcast. I'm going to start with a prayer before and some scripture before going to prayer. Again, good morning to you all. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be must rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care where you're at in the world, I pray the best for you. Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. That's powerful. The word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So believe in the power of Jesus Christ. If you know him, rejoice. If you know him, you're not for sure he is the way, the truth, and the life, please go into prayer and ask God to show you, reveal it to you again. He is the truth. He is the light. He is the only way. If you don't know him, lift up your eyes to the head where your help come from. Ask, go into meditation, go into prayer, ask God what it is to have a relationship with him. Ask the creator, if you don't want to say the word, name God, to ask what it is to have a creation, to have a personal relationship with him. If you don't want to say the one, say the I am, say I am, how it, what it is to have a personal relationship with you. And I guarantee you, you're going to have an answer. They're going to say, Jesus. But I don't want to put it in your ear. Go. You seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And you will hear the truth. Block out distraction. But listen to the truth. And Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his inheritance. Wow. God had chosen us. First of all, God created us to have everlasting life with him. That's before the fall. Then once the fall happened, the only way we can have perfect relationship with him is through his son, Jesus Christ. And when we call on him, when we seek his faith, and we seek his love, we are his people. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So people around the world, if we seek his face, humbly seek his face and go into prayer and turn from our wicked ways, whether we live in the United States of America, anywhere in the world, if we seek his faith and turn from our wicked way, that's repentance, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal the land. That's what God said. That's what Jesus said. When I say I ain't talking about me, I'm talking about God. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the great I am. I'm talking about the creator of every living being of all creation. Isaiah 60:18. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You should call your wall salvation and your gate praise. Just when you know you have rejoiced and you live according to the will of God, and people walking in love, peace, and joy. That's the love, truth way. That's the love, truth ministry. That's Jesus Christ's ministry. He is the love, he is truth, and he had a ministry when you walk on this earth to point everybody to God. 1 Timothy, at the last verse was Isaiah 60:18. And then this 1 Timothy 2:1, for it's all then I urge that supplication, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. First of all, then I urge that supplication, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. So this is what this prayer is about. 7 o'clock every Tuesday morning on Blog Talk Radio for 15 minutes. That's what we'll be doing. I go to some scriptures, then go into prayer. And I hope you join me in prayer. As I pray, you can do your own prayer. Just saying in agreement, fellowshipping, and seeking the face of God to heal our family, our loved ones, our community, as well as the world as a whole. Oh, Heavenly Father, I give you thanks and praise. I thank you, Jesus, for your love and your protection, as you are the living word. We come before your throne with thanksgiving in our heart. We come before your throne, seeking your face, seeking your love, and knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, we ask you to point all who listen to this call to you. We ask that you touch them in a way that regardless of how man may speak and how they read and what they think is true or not, when they hear from you, God, whether they are asleep, having a dream or in a vision, or even a nightmare, whatever form or fashion that they have when they asleep, that you would touch them and they would hear you and they know it was you there while they were sick. That you were there as they walking into their classroom this morning or walking on that job or catching that bus, that train, that plane, or they down in Texas and Florida area and Louisiana and Georgia and Alabama or in California with all the different devastations or in Caribbean area. Wherever they may be, God, that they seek your face and know you are God of love, God of love and protection, the living power, the living authority and mighty. Oh, Heavenly Father, we seek you. We seek your face. We seek your love. I ask you to touch each person where they at right now. They're in their car. I don't care if they're famous or just an everyday person. But they famous in your eye, or in their community, in their family, with their loved one. I don't care if they're in a jail cell, a nursing home, going for surgery, dealing with the hurricane and tropical Irma, or just got finished dealing with Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey, and years ago Hurricane Katrina. Or deal with a person hurricane in their life, God. I ask you to touch them where they at. Touch their little children as they're going to school, God. Protect them from strangers and sickness and wicked people. Put your arm of protection around them. Let them have rejoice with day. Let them feel your presence, God, as they walk into their school or get on that school bus, traveling to school, and their parents call the guardian car or cousin at MTA, wherever they may be going. Whichever way they are traveling, God, we just ask you for traveling mercy for their parents, for the teachers, for the administrators, for people who's in leadership role. God, just touch them, God. Whether they go to private school or be in home school or public school, they're in college or university, they can be a kid or they can be a young adult or senior going to school, we get faithful for touching over them. And that's definitely touching for even though a child, because they need guidance. Everybody need guidance, but the children. We ask that all the roads and streets and everything be covered with your angel protection. Because each one of us got 12,000 angels with us. It's personal angels assigned to us. So I just ask you and thank you for our personal angels that you have assigned to us. So today in that classroom, it's you and your angels right there, God. And I pray that you keep bullies and spirits that now you're away from them. Because we know that the devil is busy to steal, kill, and destroy. It's demons. They come in every form, fashion, and size. They can come looking like a kid. They can come look like a scene. They can come look like anybody. Somebody in authority. Somebody who look like a family, who look like a friend, who look like they're caring. So we just ask you to protect them. They seen and unseen, known and unknown. Because we must know me, you know me, realize everything that's out here in this world is not seen. We can't see with a naked eye. We can't even see with a microscope. Regardless, the most powerful microscope, we cannot see because it's staying in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm. And we thank you for taking care of that for us. Because we know if we see it, we might just collapse. But we thank you, God. We rejoice in your holy name because this is the day that you have made, Jesus. This is the day great I am. We say, I am your child. We praise your holy name. The living truth you are, the living love, the living ministry. As a man, you demonstrate how to walk in love and how to worship God by being about the Father business. You, the precious Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. I am asking, and those who stand in agreement with you and with this prayer, is that you is always with us. And for that truth, I ask you to demonstrate that truth to all who is listening and for their loved ones, their friends, their acquaintances, to bring all unsaved loved ones to repentance and deliver all from pain, suffering, sickness, and evil, dear Jesus, poverty in their heart, soul, spirit, mind, their thought pattern, their consciousness, their physical being, their mental being, and all financial situation, God. Whether they rich or poverty or trying to figure out how to do their finance properly, God, we can seek your face. Yes, Jesus, we seek your face. Dear Jesus, I redeem you, they. You're the only one who can change any situation. I believe in declaring your, I declare you are God, you are Father God in Jesus' name. As your daughter and friend, I bring this petition to your throne room and all the ones on this call to your throne room. And we believe for your saving grace, for your deliverance power from a fallen nation to a kingdom building one, to a kingdom building for your glory, for your kingdom, God. We're talking about your kingdom, for your glory of this world, for your glory while we're in this world. And we reboot the kingdom of darkness in Jesus' precious name. God, again, we thank you for protecting the children, the elders, and the disabled. Thank you for delivering Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey with them. And for those who are on this call, we ask and believe you hear this petition in Jesus Christ's name, and I personally, and we as collectively declare by the power of you, we thank you for joining. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. I thank you all for joining in this prayer together. This modern day, bring down modern day Babylon. So rejoice with me, God. Everybody, rejoice in the name of Jesus, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. This is the day that our Lord has made, that our Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, for this is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing this prayer. Our petition we made to your throne and your presence and your faith. We know you're right here with us. Because you promise never to leave us, never forsake us. That means you're right here with us. So we reach out to you. We say, yes, Jesus Christ. We say, yes, 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 for your kingdom come. We say, yes, 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 come, come, Lord. Thank you for protecting each and one. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Everybody have a wonderful, beautiful day in Jesus Christ's name. Regardless of your person who work out your home, or you have to travel to your job. I don't care which way you have to travel. Have a wonderful day. Look out for the precious baby. Look out for the elder. Look out for the disabled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is Love Truth. This is the Love Truth Show, and I'm Karen Wynn of Love Ministry. You can go to www.lovetruthministry.com and get your gift called the Vortex, and click on the Vortex, sign up, put your name, email in, to declare the pass with no symbol, click the orange button, then go to email and confirm it. Or you can go to www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel1. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.